Julie Carpenter is the UAF Kuskokwim Campus Interim Director, and she says she feels great about the reopening.
We were hoping for a more normal school year start, and because of the spike in the Delta variant, we're having to scale back, but it's still a lot better than it was last year.
Last year, at the beginning of the fall semester, enrollment was down. Classes occurred online, and COVID vaccines weren't available yet. This year, enrollment is back up to the tune of about 250 students. Classes will be a mix of in-person and online, and many people will be returning to campus vaccinated. Last year, all the campus faculty and staff got the shots voluntarily. This semester, all the students living in the dorm will be required to get them as well. Carpenter says they're requesting students get at least the first vaccine dose before arriving on campus.
Advisors are reaching out to all the students and helping any way that they can. And so far, we haven't come across any major hurdles, so hopefully it'll go smoothly.
Carpenter says she doesn't know of any dorm students refusing the vaccine. About a dozen students will be living in the dorm full time. Another dozen will be traveling in from regional communities and will form monthly cohorts. The Bethel Kuskokwim campus dorm is the only student housing in the UAF system requiring vaccinations for residents. The frequent travel of students between villages and Bethel is one reason why the campus requested and received this exemption.
The dorm is a small space, and with cases in the villages, availability of beds at our hospital and the need for medevac when beds are filled, we just wanted to err on the side of safety and caution.
COVID tests will be required for dorm students experiencing COVID symptoms or after being exposed to someone who tests positive for the virus. Everyone will be required to follow COVID safety measures.
We're screening everyone that comes on campus. We've got a login sheet. We've got the plexiglass around the high traffic desks. There's a mask mandate, of course. We have good ventilation, and we're just really, really pushing vaccination for anybody coming on campus. We're just trying to be as safe as we can be.
The campus mask mandate applies to the public as well when accessing the cultural center, to use the library, gift shop, or attend a community event. The campus is offering non-academic classes, including judo and a women's exercise class, and is hoping to also offer art and sewing classes. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.